With your Radio on the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting. On Saturday night, the Iowa Falls Police Department arrested 19-year-old Dominic Perks of St. Louis, Missouri for possession of marijuana. Perks was later released from custody. On Sunday night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office arrested 41-year-old Chad Cook of Indianola on a second offense OWI charge. Cook was released today. Last night, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office arrested 42-year-old April Brandt of Tama for driving under suspension. Brandt was later released. The Butler County Sheriff's Office on Sunday afternoon received the report of a theft case from the 23,000 block of Liberty Avenue northwest of Parkersburg. About $1,200 worth of scrap iron was reported as stolen. Yesterday morning, the Hampton Police Department arrested 30-year-old Lauren Johnson of Hampton on a warrant for failing to appear from the original charges of 3 counts of forgery. Johnson was ordered held on bond at the Hardin County Jail. From midday yesterday through midday today, the number of positive tests for COVID-19 in the Radio on the Go broadcast area increased by 16. Statewide, there have been over 389,000 positive tests since the pandemic began. 4 more recoveries were reported in the local area, and there have been about 341,000 recoveries since the pandemic began in the state. In addition, over 2,061,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccine had been given in Iowa as of midday today. Tomorrow, the Butler County Board of Supervisors will discuss the American Rescue Plan Act, will consider the plans for a bridge replacement project, and will meet with Spear Financial to discuss a bond review. The Butler County Board of Supervisors meet tomorrow at 9:30 a.m., and that meeting will be available to the public via Zoom. The latest Iowa crop report shows that abnormally low temperatures meant that farmers were not planting row crops for most of last week, and statewide there were just 4.7 days suitable for fieldwork during the week ending April the 18th. Fieldwork activities for this past week included applying anhydrous and dry fertilizer, spreading manure, tilling fields, and planting. Per the latest report, only 4% of Iowa's corn crop has been planted, and nearly two-thirds of Iowa's expected oat crop has been planted, which is 5 days ahead of last year and 6 days ahead of the 5-year average. Statewide, 12% of the oat crop has emerged, which is 2 days ahead of average. There were also scattered reports of soybeans being planted last week. And lastly, pasture condition in the state had rated 47% good to excellent, and some cattle have already been moved to pasture. The original calendar called for the Iowa legislative session to end by April 30th, but State Senator Amanda Reagan of Mason City tells Radio on the Go News there are still many bills to consider. Reagan says she is concerned with staffing at the state's prisons after 2 employees were killed at the Anamosa State Penitentiary.
That we support the people that are going to work every day because they're not feeling that right now. We also need to understand that they've lost a lot of their opportunities in 2017 when the collective bargaining was turned back. They don't have that same opportunity that they had with collective bargaining to make sure their environment is safe.
Reagan says she has voted against legislation that would revise Iowa's mental health funding system and phase out property tax replacement payments to local governments.
The removal of the backfill, which I think will be an increase in property taxes, that's very concerning to me. I remember when it went in and the goal was to not ever renege on that. And now we have discussions going on about not continuing to fulfill the obligations for the backfill for cities and counties and schools. And I think that is going to have an impact on people across the state and especially their property tax that they'll see.
The GOP bill in the Iowa Senate would phase out commercial and industrial property tax replacement payments given to local governments over a period of 4 to 6 years. This from the Associated Press: an insurance company for the city of Cedar Rapids will pay $8 million to a black motorist who was paralyzed after a white police officer shot him during a 2016 traffic stop. The payout will settle a long-running lawsuit brought by Jareem Mitchell over a shooting that had exposed tensions between black residents and authorities in Iowa's second-largest city. Cedar Rapids had spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees defending against the lawsuit and arguing that Officer Lucas Jones acted lawfully in shooting indicting Mitchell in 2016. The resolution avoids a trial that had been scheduled to begin on Tuesday as the nation awaits a verdict in the trial of a Minneapolis police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd. Des Moines police are investigating the discovery of a body and a submerged vehicle near a boat ramp. Police and fire department rescuers were called a little before 1 p.m. on Sunday to the Harriet Street boat ramp into the Des Moines River after someone saw a body in the water near a nearly submerged vehicle. People initially attempted a rescue but realized the person was dead. A fire department team recovered the body of a man. Police say it appears the body and vehicle had been in the water for a considerable time. An 18-year-old Iowa man was arrested after he crashed a stolen vehicle while fleeing from authorities. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office said the pursuit started at around 4:50 a.m. on Sunday. While a deputy was investigating a report of a suspicious vehicle at Janesville Consolidated School, the chase continued into Blackhawk County until the driver of the fleeing vehicle lost control and crashed into a roadside ditch. After the crash, Dakota Muller was arrested on suspicion of second-degree felony theft, eluding police, and carrying a weapon on school grounds. The Sheriff's Office said the vehicle Muller was driving had been stolen from a Janesville home earlier on Sunday. With your Radio on the Go news update, I'm Jeff Ramin reporting.